Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
You're back with Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Next time you're in Downtown Crossing in Boston, just remember someone is watching you. It's part of a new experiment being run by the Downtown Boston Business Improvement District. And at least for now, the purposes are for commerce, not surveillance. Rosemarie Sansone, president of the Downtown Boston BID, says that while businesses aren't looking for personal and private information about individuals, knowing how people are moving about the neighborhood at any given time can be helpful.
Most of the information that we had was anecdotal. Now we have data sensors that can capture information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what the weather is, no matter what is going on.
All right, for more now on how these data sensors and cameras work, let's turn to Boston Globe tech writer Hiawatha Bray. Hello, Hiawatha.
How you doing?
So tell us a little bit more about this experiment. 12 cameras installed in Downtown Crossing in April. What are they supposed to do?
Well, they're supposed to keep track of what's moving through there, both people and cars. But the brilliant thing is that this whole thing is designed by a company out of San Francisco called Motion Loft that has come up with a really smart way to do it that makes sure that nobody could possibly be monitored in terms of who they are as individuals. What they do is the cameras have inside them a chip made by this company called NVIDIA, you may have heard of. They're the same company that makes the chips that control self-driving cars. They make these super, super fast chips that can do a lot of things at once, and they're great for processing video. The video goes into this chip, and it removes any of the specific data like, you know, what basically you don't end up with video at all. All it does is it assigns digital values to moving objects passing within range of the camera.
So the chip is in the camera. So that transformation, that processing happens before the data or the images are sent to whomever's.
No images are sent. That's the beauty of it. No images are sent. What is sent is a stream of digits saying, here's how many people or how many cars are moving through this intersection. And that is the most efficient way I've ever heard of for doing that. Because up until now, traffic analysis has required either you have people standing on the corner with those little clickers, or you put those little rubber tubes across the street to measure cars running over them, or you'd have a camera and human beings would look at the video and count. Now, you just put these on street corners and they just count automatically without violating anybody's privacy, and you can leave them there 24/7, 365.
I see. I'm just going to jump in here. The Downtown Boston Business Improvement District is saying it's going to help things like knowing granularly how many people are where and when. Maybe you can, you know, keep restaurants open later or open new shops in certain parts of downtown, things like that.
Oh, absolutely. For example, they say early on they've already noticed that there are far more people in Downtown Crossing at night than anybody really realized.
Why is that a surprise? That is not a shock.
I don't know. I don't find it shocking either, but apparently a lot of merchants didn't realize that. Almost all the places for eating are closed by like 8 o'clock. And it turns out they could stay open in many cases because there'll be people down there and they could be serving food. Stores could stay open and they could be selling people stuff if they stayed open longer.
I'm just going to put an aside here. No. I'm glad that technology's helped them determine this, but all they had to do was listen to the people of Boston who have been saying for a long time, why does everything close downtown so early?
Yeah, but the point is people need hard data. And that's almost universally true. The ability to gather hard data that proves this is now going to make that argument a lot stronger. Of course, it also tells you where should the police be patrolling? Where should the street sweepers be? Where should the garbage cans get picked up more frequently because there are more people there? And the beauty of this is only happening in Downtown Crossing. But imagine you extrapolated this to an entire city. I mean, you would now have so much information about where the bus lines should go. I mean, we might be having bus lines running down the wrong streets because people actually need the buses to stop at one place instead of another. There's huge potential information here, but up until now, there's been no way to get this information either inexpensively or in a way that protected the privacy of people walking down streets. So, and this solves that problem.
So right now, it sounds great, giving us sort of real-time useful data about how many people are where and when. But, you know, when it comes to the real value of information, it's not just where you are, but who you are and where you're going. Like, businesses, wouldn't they love to know that This person who is a, 40-something mother of two happens to be at Downtown Crossing, on Saturday mornings. And that is the more powerful data set, which they will head towards.
Well, no, I mean, already people are trying to figure out ways to do that. I mean, like the one that really worries me is there are now technologies used by Facebook and Google that can figure out whether or not you are going to a real world supermarket after you've seen an ad that appeared on Facebook or Google. And that kind of thing really worries me. And this is actually, I think, a bulwark against it. The real question is not technology, but law. Would we allow companies to put cameras to do that kind of thing on street corners? And I like to think the answer is no. We'd say if these are designed to identify, even if it's just general demographic data like white male or something like that, I don't think we should allow that. And I don't know that any community would allow it. I must say, though, that as far as I know right now, there's no law against it. I don't think there is. If a company did that in front of its own store, maybe that would be legal. But you'd have to get a city's permission to put cameras like that all over a city to do that kind of thing with any really useful data. And I don't think any city would allow it.
Yeah, well, I mean, given your example about Facebook and Google right now, it may not even matter because it's already happening.
Exactly, because they figured out ways to work with marketing firms to actually measure. Well, what they're doing in part is they know where you are because of your phone. So if they've shown you an ad for a particular brand of beer and their phone and your phone is now being monitored and they know you just entered a liquor store, they may not know which beer you bought, but they know you saw an ad for beer and you went to a liquor store. They can do that now. They're doing it now.
Yeah, and they're
that's scary.
They're going to know which beer you bought sooner rather than later, I think.
Sooner or later, they'll know which beer you bought. That's right.
Well, Hiawatha Bray, tech writer for the Boston Globe, it is always great to talk with you, Hiawatha. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.